Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Galehouse. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bud Sketchley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Merle Hogue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sketchley. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. Clift moves to third. Cullenbine moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clift scores. Cullenbine moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cullenbine. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Callaway. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Clift applying the tag. Moses moves to second. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Stevens moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse bunts towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to third. Farrell moves to second. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Farrell scores. Gutteridge moves to second. It's 4-0, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Sketchley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sketchley moves to third. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Sketchley scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Browns. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tresh moves to third. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tresh scores. Dietrich moves to second. It's 4-2, Browns. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McQuillan. Moses reaches second base with a double. Dietrich scores. There goes Callaway trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 4-3, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Lobbs moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-1 in the game. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sketchley hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse is 0 for 0 in the game. Galehouse hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gutteridge bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Galehouse moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clift bunts for an out with unknown description. Galehouse moves to third. Gutteridge moves to second. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Galehouse scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Browns. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tresh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. McQuillan reaches second base with a double. Lobbs moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lobbs scores. One out. It's 6-3, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Galehouse hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbine moves to second. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sketchley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Hoag reaches second base with a double. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-2 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Haynes now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Clift takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clift moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Clift scores. It's 8-3, Browns. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. McQuinn moves to third. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McQuinn scores. It's 9-3, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sketchley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-3, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-4 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses, who is chasing the ball. Gutteridge reaches third base with a triple. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clift takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. Clift moves to second. It's 12-3, Browns. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift scores. McQuinn moves to second. It's 13-3, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 13, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-3 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Leo Wells pinch hits for Joe Haynes. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.